In Tallahassee, the House passed a controversial bill today that would expand Medicaid reform in 2010 to 9 additional counties in the state, including Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Polk. The Medicaid reform pilot was launched in Broward and Duval counties in 2006 and later expanded to Baker, Clay, and Nassau, the more rural areas just outside of metropolitan Jacksonville. The initiative aims to make Medicaid more closely resemble private health insurance, where costs are predictable because the benefits can be capped. It requires virtually all Medicaid beneficiaries who are not in institutions to enroll in an HMO or other managed care network. If they don't choose one for themselves, they're automatically assigned one. House Minority Leader Dan Gelber spoke out strongly against the plan.
Everybody we have asked to look at Medicaid reform and the policy we rolled out a year ago, the groups that we asked to look at University of Florida, the Inspector General, our own ACA, have all agreed uniformly that we do not know all the facts yet. We do not know what the impact it will be of moving our most vulnerable citizens wholesale into managed care. Anecdotally, we have heard about incredible problems. We've heard about patients being moved out of their doctors. We've heard about prescription drugs not being provided. We've heard HMOs themselves saying we simply aren't able to provide the services people need.
Many of the others who opposed the bill, all Democrats, came from the Broward County area. Fort Lauderdale Representative Perry Thurston Jr. said that should have been no surprise, as he has learned from some town hall meetings he's attended over the past year.
Members, we would not be having those town hall meetings if the pilot program was going well. Before we expand this pilot program and affect the most vulnerable members of our community across the state, we certainly should listen to those who've had to live with it the last 2 years.
During debate on Wednesday, Bradenton Representative Bill Galvano, the chair of the Committee on Healthy Families, said there had been only 40 complaints by patients about the changes in Medicaid in the counties where the program has changed. But Joe Gibbons, a Democrat from Pembroke Park, said in his opinion, Medicaid reform has been a bust and questioned Galvano's methodology.
People who use the services should be the people we ask whether or not this program is working. You know, in business, you do customer service surveys to find out how satisfied your customers are. And if your customers are not satisfied, they leave and go somewhere else. But with this program, if your patients or your customers are not satisfied, they have nowhere else to go. All they can do is suffer. So I urge you to vote against this bill.
Ben Galvano said it was hardly radical what the state is trying to do. And he says it's necessary because of the intense pressure to find places to save money in the future.
First of all, the concept of Medicaid reform is not some crazy concept. It's managed care. In other words, we have said already in this legislature that if we don't get a handle on Medicaid, which is growing at 9% annually, even in a time when we're cutting $1 billion out of our health care budget, that we won't be able to sustain other parts of our budget. So it's just a matter of getting a handle on it. It's in five counties already.
And the Bradenton Republican questioned those who said Medicaid reform is not working, alluding to surveys taken by thousands of those patients.
5,767 surveys were completed, and that survey data was put together. And here is your statement from ACA, your agency for healthcare administration. Overall satisfaction levels were high on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the best possible healthcare. Roughly 70% of the individuals scored their plans at 8, 9, or 10. I don't know anybody who's not on Medicaid who scores their health plan at 8, 9, or 10. This is in these programs. This is in these pilots. And that's where we are going with this. We have to show this commitment. And 2010, our statute already says by 2011 it will be implemented statewide.
Democrats were not completely shut out during the debate. An amendment sponsored by Miami-Dade Representative Yali Roberson to restore the nursing home staffing ratio from 2.6 to 2.9 passed.
We are eliminating 18 minutes of direct hand-on care for residents each day. That's 18 fewer minutes of care when you are already receive less than 3 hours per day.
St. Petersburg Democrat Rick Kreisman said if the legislature failed to pass the amendment, there would be an increase in litigation.
Because the majority of cases against nursing homes, the majority of negligence that occurs in nursing homes happens because of insufficient staffing. insufficient staffing. So if you fail to approve this amendment, expect to see an increase in litigation. It will happen.